السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا، ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. For my speech today, I picked up few verses from Al-Quran Al-Kareem to center my talk around. And this is from Surah Fatir. This is from section 35. And the verse is actually 32, but I'm going to recite the verses before and after. قال الله تعالى في محكم التنزيل: إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا، فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله، ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن، إن ربنا لغفور شكور الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب. The translation may suggest the following meanings. Those who recite the book of Allah, establish prayer, and expend from what we have provided them in secret and in public, should hope for a business that shall never be slackened. For Allah wants to pay them off their rewards and increase them out of His bounty. He is indeed Ghafoor and Shakur. What we have revealed on you of the book is the truth, testifying for what has been revealed before. Allah indeed is aware of His servants and sees them. Then we allowed a selected group of our servants to inherit the book. And this is the verse that is the center of this talk, inshallah. Then Allah says, then we allow the group of our servants to inherit the book. Yet of them, there is a group that wronged themselves, another that took a middle course, and a third that competed and outdid in good works by permission from Allah. That is the great bounty. Namely, Gardens of Eden, they enter, given in it, in jewelry, armlets of gold and pearls, dressed in garments of silk. They say, glory be to Allah who removed all distress from us. Our Lord indeed is oft forgiving and rewarding. Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur. The one who allowed us to dwell permanently in the final abode out of his bounty without any exhaustion and without any hardships. This is from Surah Al-Fatir, as I said. And these verses describe to us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked up a selected group of humanity to inherit the book of Allah, to act upon it, to recite it, to memorize it, to study it. A selected group of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked up not by a criterion of race or a language, not because of a certain class or rank. Allah picked up on the criterion of obedience to him and following his revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, describing them, those people who recite the book of Allah, who establish prayer and expend from what we provided them with, those people who do this in secret and in public will hope for a business that will never go bad. That is the business that we should look for, tijara, business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will never be in loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he wants to reward them. And the recompensation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ample. He wants to give them more out of his bounty. Then Allah stresses on the fact that this book that was revealed on you, addressing our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. And what we have revealed upon you of the book, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, which was revealed in a period of time that spanned over 23 years, it is the truth. It is the truth. It is the only truth that was not against the earlier revelations as they were revealed originally. But we know for sure that the books before Islam were distorted, and the truth that reached the peoples of that time was, in a way or another, quite dim and gloomy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to emphasize that this is the truth, not what the Christians or the Jewish people distorted or claimed about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have revealed upon you, and it is the truth testifying for what was revealed before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed aware of his servants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We allowed an elite group, a selected group of humanity, to inherit the book. The book was not only for Arabs. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not sent only for Arabs. The Book of Allah and the Message of Islam and the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not sent to white people or dark people or to Arabic speaking people or speaking any other language. The message is befitting to all humanity. And the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and comes in conformity with all minds all over the world to appeal to every human being, regardless of their race, regardless of their level of education, regardless of their backgrounds. And this is what differentiates radically the message of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from earlier messages, because his message is universal to all humanity. And we can imagine Mecca at that time and Al-Madinah society at that time holding a small UN assembly around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with a man from Africa representing the African continent embracing Islam, a man from Europe coming to embrace Islam representing Europe, a man from Persia later on coming to represent Persia and embrace Islam. We had Bilal, the Abyssinian, representing Africa. We had Suhaib from Europe, who embraced Islam. Salman later on in Al-Madinah, who embraced Islam from Persia. So this is to offer the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam solace that if these continents do not obey you and listen to you, or if you cannot reach them out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a proof that this message is universal from the early days. So picking up a selective group is not built on any race or any other criterion than following the instructions, the religion, the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone is qualified to be one of these elites.